Hello, this is Abby.
And Adam.
And today we will be interviewing Fred Cedric.
Hello!
Do you get inspiration from other poems or poets?
Yeah, quite often. Yeah, I think sometimes, to tell you the truth, I see a poem and I like the subject, and I think, and this sounds awfully big headed, and I think, actually, I could do that a bit better. But sometimes. I read poetry all the time. A lot of people say they write poetry, and I say, who do you read? And they say, well, I don't read poetry, I only write it. Well, I don't see what they're talking about. If you don't read poetry, how do you know what a poem is? It's like saying, I'm going to make a chair, but I've never seen a chair.
Why did you start writing poems?
Oh, because I wanted to impress this girl I was going out with when I was 16. And I wrote these dreadful poems and typed them up and sewed them into little booklets. She thought they were lovely. I now know they were rubbish.
Can you remember this girl's name?
She was called Jill Birch. And she was... can I say this? I lived in a council flat, and she was dead posh. And lived in this really posh house. And we went out together for ages. And then when we separated, she married this bloke called... Mr. Ashley Smith, so now she's Gillian Ashley Smith. And I haven't seen her for about 45 years now.
How do you get the inspiration from poems?
It's not all about inspiration. It's like anything else. It's a job of work. You have to work whether you're inspired or not, really. And inspired makes it sound like something breathes on you and you just get up and write it. But it's, you know yourself... You work at things and you have to work. I mean, you were inspired this morning, all four of you, but on the other hand, there's a small matter of doing some hard work.
How many books have you published?
About 30, but they're not mostly poetry, they're mostly books about teaching.
What is your favourite poem and why?
Well, apart from Shakespeare, there's a poem that begins, "The sunlight on the garden hardens and grows cold. We cannot make caged a minute within its nets of gold. When all is told, we cannot beg for pardon." That's by a poet called Louis MacNeice, and I've known that for about 35 years, and it still makes my eyes prick with tears.
What is your favourite poetry book?
It's difficult to say. At the moment, it's definitely the collected poems of Edward Thomas, which I'm carrying around in knack so I can be with it wherever I am. But it will change from time to time.
Where's your favourite place to write poems?
I just have a study at home, and that's probably my favourite. But I carry a notebook everywhere, I'm always telling you that, aren't I? Yeah? I'm going to Paris next week. Camera, notebook, toothbrush. The notebook's the most important.
Do you write all your poems in depth and with emotion?
Oh yeah, you can't do it without emotion. I hope I do it with depth.
Do you write your poems about pictures often?
Writing poems about pictures is sometimes... When you haven't got an idea... because I'm very fond of paintings and photographs, I often go to them in the hope that, yes, that will give me some ideas. So I spend a lot of time in galleries.
How often do you write a poem?
I wrote something... Well, I've got two kinds of poems. There's ones I write just for grown-ups. And I wrote one on Sunday, and it was the first poem for grown-ups I've written for 18 months. And I haven't written anything for children for about 6 months. It's all because I'm doing this dictionary.
So you're writing your own dictionary?
Yeah, because I've got a subject which is called etymology, which is the study of where words come from. I don't know if you know this, but... Words come from other words. You don't just suddenly invent words. Well, you do sometimes. So the word, the word brother, sister, father, mother, they go back 4,500 years ago to a language spoken in Russia. And on the other hand, some words like dog and cat, nobody knows where they came from. But it's a fascinating subject, and every day I have to do about 600 or 700 words of that, because I'm going to get it finished by the middle of September. So that gets a bit in the way of poems.
That'll take a long time, then.
It will. Well, it mustn't take too long, otherwise they'll get cross with me, the publishers.
What would you prefer to write about? Scenery and things, or like people and emotion, why?
People. My friend wrote a line of poetry once. He wrote, take out the human and you take out art. There's got to be people, as far as I'm concerned.
What makes you want to come back to Beelings each time we ask you?
It's one of the easiest and yet also one of the most challenging schools I go to. It's easy because everybody seems ready to do the business and work. But it's challenging because it's one of those schools where I have to work at home thinking up new ideas. In fact, when I get new ideas, I always try them out here, knowing that somebody will cut the mustard. You know what that means? Do the business, get it sorted. Yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you for coming, and goodbye.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much for the interview.
You're welcome.
No, you're welcome. It's my pleasure.
That was Fred Cedric, interviewed by me, Abigail.
And me, Adam. Bye.
Bye-bye.